Fire this time, Hoppy.
This one we call Stampede at Semple's Crossing, and it started during a cattle drive with the Bar 20 pushing 2,000 head north for railroad shipment. We've been on the trail 15 days and have just reached Semple's Crossing, where you always hold up overnight before fording the river. At the same time, another herd pulled in from the west, a herd much bigger than ours. We had both arrived at practically the same time, which meant trouble. And that night in the Silver Spur Saloon, trouble started.
Here we go, Hoppy. Here comes Red Moran, breathing fire out of both ears.
Yeah, sure enough. Hi, Reb. Here you're the new trail boss for the Lazy J.
That's right, Cassidy. I'm the new trail boss. And I figure you and me ought to settle this thing about crossing the ford tomorrow.
You mean about who goes first? No question about that, is there? Bar 20 arrived first.
Yeah, not so as anybody would notice it. I had a man waiting there an hour before your beat pulled in.
A man doesn't count, Reb. It's who gets cattle there first.
Not the way I figured, Cassidy.
Then you and I don't figure to like
it. I never expected we would. But I expect to put Lazy J beef into that river first thing tomorrow morning.
You've had a few drinks too many, Reb. Sleep them off and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
We'll talk about it right now. I'll tell you what I'll do, Cassidy. I'll fight you first. Best man gets to take his herd across first. But we fight with our hands, not with our eyes.
Look, Moran, tomorrow's going to be a big day for both of us. Why don't you head for your blanket roll and turn in?
Oh, what's the matter, Cassidy? You scared? I always heard you was a fancy man with your fist. Well, with me, you got to prove it.
Sorry, Moran, but I'm not going to take you on for a stupid reason like this.
But you got to take me on, Cassidy. You can't help yourself.
No? And why not?
You left just a couple of riders with your herd, didn't you?
That's right.
Well, I had some of my boys rope and hog tie them.
You what?
Yeah, and my boys are caring for that Bar 20 beef right now. And if they hear three quick shots from out of this place, they know just what to do.
Just what would they do, Reb?
Stampede that herd of yours. Yeah. So it's up to you, Cassidy. Either you fight me to see who crosses the river first, or you get them Bar 20 steers scattered clear from here to the Continental Divide.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Stampede at Semple's Crossing. With the Bar 20 trail herd reaching an important river crossing almost at the same time as another herd, trouble has developed. Red Moran, hard-drinking trail boss of the Lazy J, has just challenged Hoppy to a fist fight to decide which outfit will ford the stream first. Hoppy is trying to avoid the fight, but Moran has set things up so that Hoppy must fight or have his herd stampeded all over the countryside.
Ah, this is kid stuff, Red. You've just been promoted and it's gone to your head. You figure I got a little reputation and you'd like to get fat off of it by knocking me around. Just kid stuff, Red.
Yeah, come on, Cassidy. Do you fight it or them steers of yours start running?
All right. That's the way you have to play. But it's got to be just between you and me.
Yeah. What's the matter, Cassidy? Your rider's all yellow, too?
Who are you?
I'm Gillis, Red's foreman. And I'm willing to sack the Lazy J against your outfit all the way.
I'm sure you would. Considering you outnumber us at least 2-1. I'll say this again, Reb. The fight has to be just between you and me, or I'm not taking off these guns.
I don't figure your guns are so tough either, Cassidy. Let'll make something out of it, Reb. With his guns if he wants
it. Now, hold it. Let's just keep it a fist fight. All right, Cassidy, it's just between me and you. So take off your guns.
And whoever wins has the undisputed right to take his herd across the river first. That's also agreed, Reb?
That's the whole idea, Cassidy.
All right, I'll take off the gun.
Wouldn't want to make any bets on this, would you, Cassidy?
No bets, Reb. You're forcing the fight on me, and that's enough.
Yeah. Anybody else want to bet?
Put your money where your mouth is, Moran. I got $50 to back Hoppy.
I got $50 to bet on Hopalong Cassidy, too.
I'll cover that.
That's right, boys. Get your bets down. It's going to be a big evening for the Lazy J.
All right, come on, Cassidy. Get your hands up.
Crowd them, Red. Get them fast.
That's what I aim to do. Try this one, Cassidy. Ought to be just your
side. Oh,
not bad, Reb, but a little high. I smell it, though.
And you're going to feel this one.
I felt that one, too, Reb. Right up to my wrist. Care to get up? And we can both try again.
I'm getting up. And you're going down.
It'll always be the same, Moran, even if you use an axe. can you hear me, Moran? Doggone. He's colder than the panhandle winter.
Give me a hand, California. We'll get him up.
I don't need any help. I'll be all right.
I guess this settles things, doesn't it, Reb?
Yeah, it settles things. You're off to crossing the river first. Now I'm getting out of here.
Nobody'd ever know you'd been in a scuffle, Hoppy. You don't show a mark.
A great fight, Mr. Cassidy. Won me $50. My name is Clark, Mr. Cassidy. Tippy Clark. And I sure am proud to know you.
Wait a minute. If this is the first you've known me, how did you happen to bet on me?
Because he's a white-livered stable tramp, and we ought to hang him upside down the doorway.
Now, wait a minute, Carl. I didn't do anything to you.
You better get this, and I'm going to...
Oh, no, no, no.
Don't follow him, Farrell. Let him alone.
You don't think you're going to walk out of here top dog, dear Cassidy? Nobody ever beats the Lazy J for keeps. And there's 12 of us here to prove it.
12 of them. Five of us from the bar 20. That calls for more than the rabbits.
Move in, boys. We're going to clean out this place.
Hold it. This is a 45 I'm holding, and I'm pretty good with it. And the man alongside me is a lot better with his. Maybe all you gents don't know him. His name is Silent Jim Reed, and he happens to be marshal of this town. And I happen to be his deputy. You ought to know better than to make trouble, Farrell. You used to live here.
I figure this to be our own fight, Gleason.
That's all right, so long as it's just a couple of you. But when it comes to wrecking buildings with one of your range bros, well, that's where we take over. We're taking you in, Farrell.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, you and this Cassidy. And maybe we'll have peace in town tonight.
That's all right with me, Deputy.
Head for the door, Farrell.
My outfit ain't going to take this, Gleason.
Your outfit will take it and like it.
I won't like it.
I'm not going to have this town turned upside down just because you fellas lost the fight and a few bets.
That's what you think.
Where's that door open, Cassidy? After you, Marshal. All right. Now you, Farrell. And don't try it.
They come from across the street. Poppy, you hit.
I got a slug through the arm. Outside of that, I'm all right. The town marshal wasn't so lucky. Looks as though he's dying. Got it out yet, Doc?
Oh, yeah, it's out. You sure can take it, Cassidy. 38 slug could be mighty painful.
I'm much obliged to you, Doctor. It'll be all right if I get out off this bar now.
Oh, you better lie still a few more minutes, Cassidy. You're going to be a lot weaker than you think. Oh? Oh, yes, Skippy. What is it?
The Marshal's Silent Jim. He used to lie out there.
Yeah, well, he's dead, Skippy. Lying out there isn't going to hurt him now.
He didn't die right away, though.
No, it took him about 20 minutes.
Oh, sure, it's a tough way to go. If a man can't die in bed, it seems like somebody ought to get his boots off for him. Why didn't somebody get the Marshal's boots off?
Why don't you go get them off, Tippy? The patrol's good, and they just about be your size.
But did you see anyone fire those shots as you stepped outside, Cassidy?
Sorry, Gleason, it was pretty dark out there.
Yeah, but don't take a mind reader to figure who was on the other end of that gun.
What are you thinking, Gleason?
Well, Cassidy, you whipped that fire-eating trail boss to the Lazy J here tonight, Reb Moran. Moran was out of this place when the shooting happened.
So that's who you think it was?
Yep. I figured he couldn't take the whipping and stood out there waiting for you to show. Probably so riled up that he just let fire everybody who stepped through the doorway.
All right, Gleason, well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Doc, I guess we'll have to try to bring Moran in. That might be quite a job. With Silent Jim gone, things around Semple's Crossing are liable to get pretty rough.
Nothing like sleeping in a hotel for a good night's rest. How's the arm feel this morning, Hoppy?
Kind of stiff. I guess I'll be able to get around all right.
We going
to
swim them steers across that stream this morning or this afternoon? I'll get it. Oh, it's you, Doc. Come on in.
Stop by and have another look at that arm of yours, Cassidy.
Doesn't feel too bad, Doc.
Yeah, just the same. I better dress it for you. When do you expect to take them cattle of yours away from here?
Oh, maybe not for several days. I've been thinking about Red Moran. He's a fire eater, and he likes nothing better than a brawl. I find it hard to believe he'd bushwhack anybody from a dark doorway.
Well?
After what happened last night, I'd sort of feel responsible if he had to hang for a killing he didn't do.
Yeah, well, it'd be a lot better for that arm if you could rest a few days. Mind if I throw up this window shade and be more light?
Go ahead.
Look at that sun beating down out there. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that what time it is. I wouldn't know. But with another shooting and a knifing and breaking the news of Silent Jim Reed's death to his widow, I've been up all night.
Never can tell, can you, Doc?
Yeah.
Probably wasn't a bad man in this territory who couldn't beat Silent Jim in a fair fight. And then Silent Jim has to get it by accident.
Yeah. And I'm afraid that when Silent Jim was killed, there went the law and order in this town. Ben Gleason been a good deputy, but he's not the one for handling the trouble we get here. Well, that hurt, Cassidy?
Yeah, a little, but don't worry about it.
Sure, it's going to be a hot day. You can see the heat coming up from the ground right now. There's a couple of little kids playing out in the street already, too. How about Reb Moran? Anybody know where he is?
No sign of him in town. Gleason rounded up posse, went out to find him and bring him in.
That might be a rough job against all those lazy gay riders.
That's what I told Gleason. So he rounded up his posse without too much fuss and got out of here in the dark, just after 3 o'clock.
He didn't lose much time.
Figured most of the lazy jay hands might still be hanging around the saloon. I hope it works out that way. I feel I've had enough bloodshed around here for 1 24-hour. Fair enough. How's that feel, Captain?
Feels fine, Doc. Nice and snug. Hey, what's that noise?
Sounds like an earthquake. Wait a second. I'll get this window up. It's coming from the river, Carson. Hoppy, it's them steers of ours stampeding. And they're coming this way right through town with them little kids in the street.
Back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Stampede at Temple Crossing. Trouble has broken out at Temple Crossing. Hoppy has won the fight forced upon him by Reb Moran, trail boss of the Lazy J, to determine who should ford the river first. But as an aftermath, Silent Jim Reed, marshal of Temple Crossing, is killed by gunfire. With suspicion and tension riding the area, someone has stampeded the Bar 20 steers right into the main street of town.
Them kids, Hoppy. They're too scared to get out of the way.
You grab one, I'll take the other. Come on.
Hey, Hoppy, where are you? He's up there, honey. I don't know. Why, one of them steers. Where?
Here, take the gun. I got to know what happened. Hey, help me. Where are you? Yes, sir. I'll come. I'll try to. Here, help me. I'm all right. You just, you fell down. Yeah, the dog went back on me when I was lifting a youngster. We got out of the way, both of them. Whoo, water, scramble that horse. And then here's about Hoppy.
Scattered all over the countryside. Take us a week to round them up.
Never mind. Those two kids are all right anyway.
But what about the herd? We ain't gonna take it lying down, are we?
Not if we can find out who did it.
That lazy Jay outfit did it.
Maybe. But that's something for us to find out for sure.
Like you're in a hurry, Gleason.
Who's that? Oh, it's you, Cassidy.
Yeah. couldn't sleep, so I'm out here trying to catch a little breeze.
How's the arm?
It doesn't like what happened. Keeps letting me know it.
A lot of pain, the wound like that. Just brought Reb Moran in, me and the posse.
Yeah, where'd you find him?
Oh, we looked all day for him and then found him on our way back to town, still sleeping off his drunk under the spring wagon. No trouble taking him. Didn't act like he knew what it was all about.
Do you think he's guilty, Gleason?
Oh, who knows? I'm never sure when a man's guilty. Not unless I see him do something. Of course, a lot of other people around here think he's guilty, though. Want to give him a quick trial, a quick sentence. Where are all your boys, Cassidy?
Out round up cattle. We had a stampede here today.
Yeah, I heard. You think Moran might have caused that, too?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know anything about all this. But we came on to something funny out there today.
Yeah, what was that?
A couple of steers wearing new Red Hot brand.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. A real new brand for these parts. A Lazy B.
Lazy B? Hey, you could dress up a Lazy J to look like that without any trouble at all.
That's right. That's the way I figured. Without any trouble at all. You feel like talking to Reb Moran, Cassidy?
I wouldn't mind.
Come on, then. I've got him where he's got more time for talk than anything else. Got to hop along, Castor here, Moran. Says he'd like to talk to you.
He thinks I tried to gun him down. We've got nothing to talk about.
I'm not passing judgment on you, Reb.
I'd never gun a man down that way if I was drunk or sober. You whipped me fair and square, and that was enough for me.
How about stampeding my cattle, Reb?
What? Don't know nothing about that either.
You said you're going to.
Said I was going to if you wouldn't fight. Anyway, a man says lots of things when he's liquored up. Don't mean he's going to do them.
Well, lots of folks around here think that you gunned down Siren Jim Reed, Rip. They think you tried for Cassidy and got the marshal instead.
Not me. I might have had a few drinks. I'd never pull anything like that.
Folks are going to put you on trial for it just the same.
Well, how can they prove it? Somebody had to see me do a thing like that to prove it.
Well, you better pray that nobody says they did see you. Because if somebody does that, you're going to hang.
Hang?
That's right.
Me?
Yep. Come on, Cassidy. Time we got out of here.
No, wait a minute, Cassidy. Wait a minute. You ain't going to let him do that to me, are you? You know me from way back in Laredo. You know I wouldn't dry gulch anybody. You know that, don't you, Cassidy?
Yeah, Reb, I guess I do know it. And if I can, I'll help you.
Cassidy, if I was you, I'd forget what you said about trying to help Moran.
Why?
Well, there's some folks in this town that wouldn't like it. They're mighty tough folks. People that could cause you all kinds of trouble.
Gleason, I think you're being honest about this trouble. I think you're being honest because you told me that stuff about the brands. But when it comes to Reb Moran, I'm not taking your advice. See you later.
Mr. Cassidy.
Who is it?
It's me, Tippy Clark.
What do you want, Tippy?
I think there's going to be more trouble in this town, Mr. Cassidy. I get around and I hear things, and I think there's going to be more trouble. Maybe with men lying in the street and dying with their boots on. I've seen a lot of it here, and I always get to thinking it could be me.
Well, you don't have to look at him, Tippy.
Well, I guess I can't help looking. I guess I can't.
What's the matter, Tippy?
I thought I saw something in the shadow there. Something.
Mr. Cassidy! That's better. How's your head feel?
No, I don't know. Pick it up and hand it to me, will you?
Oh, no kidding, though. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm all right, California. Where did you come from?
Got here just after them fellas jumped you. They were mooshed when I started a shooting at him.
Where's Tippy?
I don't know. If he was with you, he ain't around now. Now, listen. Before we do any more gabbing, we better get you over to the dock space. That gang, under your eye, needs some help. Come on, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Cassidy. What are you doing here?
Oh, it's you, Gleason. I came over to have my face patched up.
Yeah? Well, looks like you'll have to wait your turn. Tippy Clark's in there.
Tippy?
Doc says he's dying of a slug through the chest. Sent me to take a statement from him. Come on in. You two can be witnesses.
Yeah. Tippy.
So much, Cassidy. Better save at the door, Cassidy. He needs air.
Colonel Gillis. How do you fit in this picture?
I'm the one who carried Tippy over here. That's how I fit in.
Hold him up a little higher, Pharaoh. He'll cough his life out before he can say two words. Gleason, you better get your statement in a hurry. This man is dying.
All right, Doc. What do you want to say, Tippy?
I want to say I know who killed Silent Jim Reed. Shot Mr. Cassidy last night. I saw what happened when I went outside. It was Reb Moran. He was standing in the doorway across the street. Lift me up a little higher, Carol. One of my spurs is caught in the couch.
That all you got to say, Tippy?
That's all, Mr. Gleason.
Yeah, I guess that settles our case, then. I'll get the judge to bring Moran to trial in the morning.
Before you go, Gleason, I'd like to ask you a question.
What?
I'd like to know how you'd go about rustling an entire herd of 5,000 cattle.
All right. What are you talking about, Cassidy?
I've decided that the surest way of doing it would be to wait until it was being moved to market, far away from its home ranch. Then it wouldn't be too hard if the trail boss was moved out of the way. And if the foreman and maybe half the men were in cahoots.
Wait a minute, Cassidy. Now you're talking about me.
That's right, Pharaoh. But I'm not talking about you alone. Am I Dr. Bradhurst?
What do you mean, Cassidy?
I mean you're the brains behind all this. And that's why you wanted Silent Jim Reed out of the way. Because you knew he might be too smart for what you were trying to do. So you killed Silent Jim and tied it to Red Moran.
Oh, Hoppy, and that's why they stampeded our beef. To keep you out of the picture, huh?
You sure you ain't making a big mistake, Cassidy?
Doc Bradhurst?
Doc Bradhurst and his Lazy D brand. His new and very personal brand.
But Cassidy, 5,000 head.
Oh, they might not have taken all of them. They'd have left maybe 500 or 600 and blamed the big loss on trouble here and on the trail. It was quite a plan, Doctor. But you're not going to be able to make it stick.
You can't prove any of this, Cassidy.
I can prove you said Tippy Clark was dying when he wasn't. And if we can find that branding iron of yours, maybe by searching this house...
Cassidy! One more word in this 45, put your lights out. You too, Gleason. Now make a move.
Afraid you made a mistake with that move, Pharaoh. Now Tippy's going to be able to talk. Aren't you, Tippy?
Yes. They wanted to be sure Red Moran would be convicted.
Shut up, you!
Don't mind him, Tippy. He has to keep the gun on us.
So they made me say I saw Red Moran kill Simon Jim. Pharaoh kept holding a knife against my back all the time. If I'd have said a wrong word, I was going
to
get it.
Looks as though you're going to have to use that gun on him, Pharaoh.
Yeah. And I'm going to start in with this squawking little polecat.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy.
This town. If it ain't dust, it's gun smoke.
You all right, California? You Gleason?
No, we're all right. The Pharaoh's down, and the doc's gonna handle never be the same.
I'll never know how you beat Pharaoh's bullets, Cassidy. I'll never know how you do that fast. Banged up the way you are.
I guess I got tired of being banged up. These two are all yours now, Gleason.
And I'll let them change places with Reb Moran. But first, I'd like to know how you figured out this play the doc was making.
I'd like to know that myself, Hoppy. How are we so sure the doc was lying about Tippy?
Well, according to the doctor, Tippy was supposed to be making a deathbed statement. But the minute I saw Tippy on that couch, I knew he couldn't be dying.
No? Well, why not?
Tippy was conscious and able to speak. And Tippy was wearing his boots. That was why I knew the doc was lying. If Tippy had known he was going to die, he certainly would have asked one of us to take his boots off. Because Tippy has more fear of dying with his boots on than any man I ever met.
I'll be a low-coat sidewinder. This is one story we can all get a boot out of.
California?
I mean it. The Doc and Farrell figured to make quite a killing. But to come to find out that the boot was on the other foot.
And the boot hurt, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
The old adage that he died with his boots on surely tipped up the guilty ones in this Hoppy adventure. There's one thing certain when you follow the adventures of Hoppy and his pal California. Plenty of action and excitement every time.